They'll say, just believe in Jesus and you'll be saved. Well, Matthew 7:21 says, not all that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, he shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And no, we don't believe in Jesus unless we accept and follow all that he has commanded. And this theory, once saved, always saved, you can never lose your salvation, that isn't even biblical. St. Paul says in Philippians 2:13, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he says, when I'm preaching to the faithful, I fear that I myself may become a castaway. And so he talks about salvation as running a race to the end. And if where you're going to spend all eternity doesn't concern you or doesn't interest you, isn't high on the list of your priorities, well, you're definitely going to go into the fires of hell. And once you arrive there, there's no escape. Your eternity is fixed. And you'll burn and weep and suffer and be tortured by demons for all eternity. And God doesn't want that to happen. He says in 1 Timothy 2:4 that he wishes for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And what you have heard on this tape is the truth. And if people think what I'm saying is very foolish, then you can always say to them, what are you going to be doing in 200 years from now? Well, I'll be dead and forgotten. And everyone you did know on earth will be dead and forgotten. And your body will be 6 feet under the earth, and your soul will be in purgatory, in heaven, or burning in the fires of hell for all eternity. And basically, this is reality. And that's why our Lord says in Matthew 16:26, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? That's why he says in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his justice, and all things will be added on to you. That's why Genesis 3:19 says, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's why Ecclesiastes 7 verse 40 says, remember your last end, and you will never sin. And basically, no matter what way you look at it, your time is running out. And no one can promise you another year, another month, another week, another hour, or even another breath. And so, if you don't want to spend all eternity burning in the fires of hell, embrace the true Catholic faith, keep the faith, and may you hold it to your dying breath.